think something like 8 games now where we've been unbeaten in the league. I think we drew our last 5 games of last season. So we know what we are. We know we're organised. We know we're a difficult team to play against. And of course, we're like every team, you're trying to find a balance. And the balance for us is, you know, can we, without sacrificing that, can we, you know, be a little more creative going forward and cause more problems to teams. And that was probably Tuesday night. There's probably the difference between the last 2 games. Again, both away games. We're 4 minutes away from taking maximum points and being joint top of the league. So it's a very, very fine margin. And sometimes it doesn't matter how you go about doing it early in the season. But I think that, you know, it's probably the poorest we've used the ball on Tuesday night. And I was disappointed with that. And I said to the players at halftime, I'm disappointed with that. I felt as though we were far too safe. Didn't get enough bodies in support of our forward players, which we did really well at Leeds. So again, you know, it's sometimes they'll do it and sometimes occasionally it's that mentality of doing it every game rather than one game or every other game. So a little bit disappointed, and we know we need to improve on that. But it's nice to say we want to improve on an unbeaten start and 5 points from 3 games, which I think is a solid opening to the season.
Everybody says it's just another game, a derby, but obviously for the fans, it's a bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, they're great games. You know, you look forward to them as a manager. You probably look forward to them with a similar trepidation to the fans in some ways. You know, that you as much as you're desperate to do well, you know, there's that little bit of a fear of losing the game because of what it means. But listen, we'll go into it. We've set ourselves up nicely for, you know, two very solid away performances, and we'll set ourselves up for 2 home games starting with Wolves, where we're really looking to capitalise on what's a good start and turn a good start into an excellent start, you know, and that only happens by winning your home games. They'll be a tough side to play against. Watched them very, certainly defensively, very Italian in their outlook. Obviously, the manager, Walter Zenger, you know, they drop into very, very deep positions and block the game up really, really well. But alternatively, they've got some good players. Bodvarsson's an excellent signing. I think one that a lot of teams looked at and perhaps couldn't quite reach the financials of that sort of deal. But they've got some good players as well. You know, not to say that, you know, Wolves all of a sudden have got huge finances. You know, you don't really see that initially with a team because it's quite a similar team. And you know, apart from Bodvarsson and Teixeira, you know, it's very, very similar to last season. So I don't think we're going to be faced with a completely different challenge. But of course, it's a derby game and one that we've got to try and, you know, do very well in at home.
As you say, some fairly seismic changes over there right at the start of the season with Kenny Jackett going, Walter Zenger taking over. The ownership of the club has changed from afar. What did you make of all that?
Yeah, it's just another club in our division that are going to reportedly going to spend vast amounts of money to try and reach the Premier League. And listen, as we know, sometimes you can do it that way, sometimes you have to do it a different way. And we've got good examples of both schools of thought over the last, you know, 10 years probably out of this division. So, but listen, when you're being linked with supposedly £100,000 a week defenders and the likes of Mario Balotelli, I think their odds on to sign him now does seem a tad bizarre. But hey, listen, once again, you know, we can't complain about the likes of Villa and the likes of Wolves spending vast amounts of money. You know, that's, you know, we've got to find another way to win these games of football. And you know, we've got to concentrate on what we do. We've got to keep building the way we think we can build. You know, we've outperformed the big spenders before over the last 18 months, and we'll keep trying to do it. You know, but I'm really looking forward to the game. I think that, like I said, we've set ourselves up for 2 home games nicely. We're ready to just try one or two different things in some of these home games, and I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome.
You mentioned Bodvarsson there. Was he on your radar at all this summer?
Yeah, I think quite a lot of players that get signed are always on your radar. I think I mentioned openly 3 or 4 loan players. And I think when you see sometimes where they go, it's quite clear that, you know, why they went there. So yeah, he was a player we liked. I think a lot of teams looked at a lot of the Icelandic players. I mean, we've been looking at the sort of Scandinavian countries for quite some time because of the mentality of the players, and I thought you saw that. I hope I'm getting my geography right. I'm pretty sure Iceland's in Scandinavia still. So, but you look at the effect of you know, that mentality of you know, really hard-working players, but with a bit of quality as well. And I thought you saw that team spirit at the Euros. And I think one or two teams have probably more actively tried to tap into that. But I think he's a good signing. I know that QPR were also interested in him. He's ended up at Wolves, and good luck to them. You know, we'll have to work very hard to stop him. He's a good player, but they've got lots of good players like I think we have.